I'm Rex Latchford with another Day Page, your daily radio news capsule of record. Here's some of today's headlines. The death toll from frigid temperatures across the United States has reached 9. The polar vortex set record lows in a number of cities on Tuesday as freezing temperatures overwhelmed homeless shelters and continued to disrupt travel by land and air. The cold will begin easing for large parts of the country today. Cities like New York will see an extreme jump in temperature by the weekend from a record low of 4 degrees on Tuesday to a projected high of 55 degrees on Saturday. The United States is boosting its military presence in South Korea. The Pentagon will deploy an additional 800 soldiers and around 40 tanks and armored vehicles beginning next month. The move comes as part of the Obama administration's pledge to rebalance U.S. foreign policy toward the Pacific. At a meeting with South Korea's foreign minister in Washington, Secretary of State John Kerry renewed a vow to confront nuclear proliferation in North Korea.
We call on the Republic of North Korea to denuclearize. We will not accept North Korea as a nuclear state, nor as a nuclear-armed state, and nor will the international community abide by that. I assured Foreign Minister Yoon that we remain fully committed to the defense of the Republic of Korea, including through extended deterrence and putting the full range of U.S. military capabilities in place.
The Senate has advanced a measure that would extend the jobless benefits of 1.3 million Americans for 3 months. The Emergency Unemployment Compensation Program expired last month after Congress failed to renew it. On Tuesday, the Senate agreed to begin debate on a temporary extension, setting up a likely vote later this week. At the White House, President Obama blasted claims from Republicans that jobless benefits discourage recipients from seeking employment. Los Angeles County Sheriff Lee Baca has announced his retirement 1 month after the arrests of 18 current and former deputies for the alleged abuse of prisoners and other offenses in local jails. Baca has served nearly 50 years and had planned to seek re-election in June, but now he says he'll step down at the end of the month. The charges followed a multi-year investigation into the systemic abuse of prisoners in Los Angeles County jails. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says in his new book that President Obama did not believe in his own strategy for the war in Afghanistan. Obama ordered a surge of 30,000 troops in 2009, but Gates says the president had major doubts. Describing his thoughts at a 2011 meeting, Gates writes, "The president doesn't trust his commander, can't stand Afghan President Hamid Karzai, doesn't believe in his own strategy, and doesn't consider the war to be his. For him, it's all about getting out." Unquote. Gates was appointed under President George W. Bush, but stayed on during President Obama's first term. 69% of Americans say we should not be involved in Afghanistan. Only 23% say we're doing the right thing there. And that's it for today's Day Page. You can find all the other Day Pages at daypage.net. It's a production of Radio InfoWeb Mornings, heard on the Liberty Radio Network. Join me next time for another Day Page.